Happy New League Year. The 2016 NFL year is off and running with the start of free agency and the draft right around the corner. Welcome to Patriots All Access presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton. In anticipation of the new league year, the Patriots have been making small moves that they hope will make them a better team. Dan Roach takes a look at the offseason to date with much of the news surrounding one of the Patriots' most valuable players.
It wasn't the ending that the Patriots and their fans had hoped for, but it certainly wasn't for lack of effort, as the battered and bruised Pats dropped the AFC title game to Denver.
They have fallen a mile high by the 20-18 final. It's disappointing.
Yes, quite the flip from a season ago. And for Julian Edelman and company, it's never easy to lose that final game.
It's tough. You're very close. You work very hard to put yourself in the position to be in that situation. And last year just didn't go our way. And we look forward to going out and getting ready.
Every offseason brings change, and the Patriots are no different. There were several changes to the coaching staff, including the reported return of Dante Scarnecchia to oversee the offensive line.
Brady throws back of the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
As is the case each year, some players won't be returning. Among them, Brandon LaFell and Scott Chandler on offense, and the retiring Gerard Mayo, along with Silver Salinga and Tavon Wilson on defense. Yes, change is inevitable.
Each year you have a new team. I mean, you're essentially starting from scratch. So the focus is obviously on the upcoming season, but you have to prepare potentially for, you know, a year or two down the road.
Brady takes the snap. He looks left. He throws for Edelman with the grab. Dives to the goal line. Touchdown, Patriots!
It's been a good news, possibly bad news offseason for Tom Brady. The Patriots extended his contract through the 2019 season, but the appeal of the overturning of his four-game suspension began. And according to many experts in the legal world, it appears that Brady may have to actually serve the suspension sometime next season. And some key dates to look ahead to for the Patriots and their fans. Off-season workouts for the players begin on April 18th, and the first day of the draft is April 28th. In all likelihood, though, the Patriots, the big day, Friday, April 29th, the draft will begin for them. For Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Dan, thank you very much. We are in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studios with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. I do want to bring up Tom Brady's contract extension. Did it surprise you, a two-year deal? Now he'll get a chance to play until he's 41 years old?
No. I mean, you know, based on the way he's played, I don't see how you can just sit here and say that it's just going to stop abruptly. He's been playing at a very high level now for the last couple of seasons. And, you know, it's interesting, all the talk about Jimmy Garoppolo when he arrived and would he be the heir apparent, and now there's a very good chance, Steve, that we'll never get to see Jimmy Garoppolo replace him because Tom is just playing at such a high level. No, I'm not surprised that they extended him.
We'll have to see if we get to see Jimmy Garoppolo this season with the whole thing in the courts
with
Tom Brady. But I do think what Paul said is very interesting because you go back to that 2014 draft, they select Jimmy Garoppolo,
right,
and Bill Belichick himself mentioned, hey, look, we know about Tom's age. We know about Tom's contract situation. And so he was planning, just in case, to have the next guy ready in selecting Jimmy Garoppolo. And here we are 2 years later, and they're still investing in Brady. That need for Jimmy Garoppolo and the future that you had 2 years ago has been put off a little bit.
Well, let's talk about Brady's key target in Gronk. Is there a contract problem with Gronk now?
You know, I know a lot of people made a lot of the tweet that he sent out there, and, you know, Mike and I talked about this a little bit. It's open to interpretation. When you tweet something, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder. It's only 140 characters, but I don't really think it's a problem. I think that the last part of that tweet, when he talked about that's not why I work hard, and I think he was being genuine. I don't think it's an issue.
Yeah, my first reaction was that it was sort of Gronk humor, you know, Gronk being Gronk, you know, and he has in the tweet, ha-ha, you know. But at the same time, Steve, I mean, he is right. I mean, he is getting
no
a cut. But that's part of signing a contract. And I always go back to when he signed this extension after his first 2 years in the league, so leading into the 2012 season.
Right.
Now, that was a long-term deal. And you know, 2 years when he had those injuries, the forearm and the knee, at the time, we were saying that was really smart of Gronkowski to sign that to protect himself because of the injuries. Now, 2 years later, you're saying, well, he's underpaid. That's the way it is with NFL contracts, the ebbs and flows of a long-term contract.
Exactly.
I want to go back to Brady because this Deflategate issue just will not go away. Is there a chance this could all lead up to the season and we're right back to where we started?
Yeah, you know, and I'm done trying to predict this stuff because I don't have the legal background to do it, and it seems like the guys that do have the legal backgrounds have no clue either. I don't know how it's going to unfold, but I do think that suspension is back on the table, Mike.
It is back on the table. The difference to me for this offseason is we're not going to see Tom Brady in court. They don't have to meet there again. We're just going to get the decision whenever it comes, and then we'll get the fallout from that.
All right, guys, don't go far. We'll see you a little later on in the show. Thank you very much. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
He's ready. He's ready. Let's go!
How would you like to be a Patriot for a day? But first, we take you inside last month's Combine in Indianapolis.
The original thought of this whole thing was not to work the guys out, was for medical purposes. And we did probably 30 minutes of testing.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. We are right in the middle of the team-building stage, and the Patriots brass are exploring all avenues to improve their football team. The Combine in Indianapolis is one of the places where the entire league congregates to poke, prod, and interview players. Bob Soucy takes us inside the Combine.
Welcome to Indianapolis, a place once known as Naptown, and now one of America's most vibrant cities. Thanks in great part to the NFL Combine, an event that enlivens what used to be a dormant time on the football calendar.
The original thought of this whole thing was not to work the guys out, was to, for medical purposes. And we did probably 30 minutes of testing.
But today, that testing takes place over an entire week, as NFL teams exhaustively evaluate 300-plus prospects for the upcoming draft, while player agents shop their clients and media from every platform churn out continuous content. All of which makes it big business for the league, who's seen the number of reporters double in the last 6 years to more than 1,200. And for Indianapolis, whose Visitors Bureau estimates the Combine's annual economic impact at $8.2 million. Indy is set to keep the Combine through at least 2020. What makes it the perfect host is a matter of proximity.
You can walk from one hotel to the other hotel without going outside. It's a lot of places to eat, a lot of meeting rooms, a great facility.
You know, you get the players really essentially in one spot, so you have an opportunity to touch base with as many as you can.
It would be very special.
The NFL Combine has been a fixture here since 1987, and as thousands from around the NFL gather in downtown Indianapolis every February, vital to their experience is a local institution for more than a century.
Welcome to St. Elmo's.
Founded in 1902, St. Elmo's Steakhouse typically serves 400 to 600 guests on a given night, but more than twice as many when the Combine comes to town.
The Combine brings a lot of energy. We're always very busy and very happy to have everybody in. It's a really fun crowd and it makes for a fun week.
There's a level of camaraderie that you wouldn't expect. You know, they're greeting each other, you know, earnestly and shaking hands and hugging each other and talking about, you know, different things that they've done in the past. You know, that's something that I don't think people expect about the Combine.
And among that combine clientele is the Pats' own Casario, who tells us he's not a steak eater, but he does enjoy the one and only appetizer on the restaurant's menu since 1902. It's famous shrimp cocktail with a very spicy horseradish sauce, Steve.
Wow, that's pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah,
thank
great
you very
time.
Much.
Combine, really great experience, and St. Elmo's certainly part of the Indianapolis experience.
You got that right. All right, Bobby, thank you. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Excited for some reading today?
Oh, the places you'll go. There's fun to be done. There are points to be scored. There are games to be won. And the magical things you can do with the ball, you'll make you the winningest winner of all.
The Patriots celebrated Read Across America last week.
After the opening kickoff, it was time for the Patriots defense to take the field.
With several players and coaches taking time not only to read to kids, but also emphasize the importance of learning.
Off to great places. Today is your day and your mountain is waiting. So get on your way.
Welcome back to All Access. Later this spring, the Patriots will host one of their premier fundraising events for their charitable foundation. Hey, if you ever wonder what a day in the life of a Patriot player would be like, then we have just the event for you.
I think the best part of Fantasy Camp Day is, you know, when you get to go out and show people kind of what you are all about during the season.
Growing up, you know, you idolize these guys, but to be able to actually be on the field with them, that would be a life-changing experience for sure.
It's a pretty surreal experience. I mean, getting on the field with professional athletes and going through pretty much the same things I guess they would go through. Getting to experience it all, I mean, it's the whole day is a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing.
You know, a lot of people think we just line up and we go and play on Sundays, but you know, there's a lot of time and effort that goes in behind that. It's kind of good to give people a perspective of what we actually do in our work day.
This is a drill we do every single day. When I say hit, Jimmy's going to break 9 degrees right across the receiver. I'm throwing to the back, he's gonna break right in front, get an interception.
Yep. Go get it. There you go. Right there, good. That's it. That was a perfect example.
It's pretty close to a real work day for us.
I don't think I truly understood everything that goes into, you know, making sure these guys are ready to go on a Sunday.
It's cool to see people go in and see that. You know, this isn't just go out and play football. We're critiqued and coached all day and evaluated. So it's kind of one of those things where we get to go out and evaluate and coach and critique old Billy Bob and his wife Jan.
He's ready. Let's go! Oh, we got one!
Just a great bonding experience for everyone that attends.
The players' interaction was different than I expected because, you know, I guess I maybe envisioned that they would just view this kind of as a thing they had to do, you know, at boss's orders. But, I mean, they seemed like they were having fun out there with the folks. They seemed like it was, you know, just playing in your backyard, playing catch with your friend. Going in the locker room, you know, I wasn't sure what to imagine. I mean, I had been in locker rooms throughout high school sports. I didn't know, you know, how the players interacted with each other, what type of stuff they had in there, you know, how big it was, all the different amenities they had in there. It was just interesting. You know, you don't, it's not a place that the everyday person gets to be. And so to be able to be in a place where, you know, Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski do their job every Sunday was unbelievable.
Hit it. Two in. See, two. Come on, get it.
The best part of the day was probably trying to cover Gronkowski on a route Tom, and he obviously caught it over my head, but it's probably the best part of the day.
Oh, nice pet.
It's fun to watch. If they're like, well, I'm not signing up for this, well, he actually did. He actually did.
Bring it up!
Bring it up, guys!
Bring it up!
You get to show them how hard it is to be a professional athlete.
What we're all going to do. We're going to go receivers on three. Receivers on three. Receivers on three.
Oh, we hit the ground already.
Now we're on the job! We're on the job! Let's do it next!
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
So many great fans, both at home and on the road, and I'll even miss the Patriot fans in Foxborough.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. Nice tribute to Peyton Manning. Here's a question I have. He walks away. Will he stay away?
As a player, absolutely. We saw how he played last year, and it was almost sad in a way and remarkable that they were able to win the Super Bowl with that kind of play. But I'm going to remember the battles, not necessarily the end. Watching Tom and Peyton Manning go head-to-head so many times, 16 times, you're never going to see something like that again where you get to see it that often. I'm going to miss it.
And when I watched that retirement speech, earlier this week, you definitely got the sense that he had come to peace with the decision, mm-hmm. Stephen. And I just say this. This is the anti-Brett Favre. We're not going to see this flip-flopping back and forth. It's over.
Turning to Patriots free agency, what do they need? What do you think their biggest need is? What are they going to go for?
Well, it's interesting that, we've seen them, tied to some players and, some running backs and some receivers. And I think that they definitely, ironically, kind of need to bolster the offense a little bit. Maybe some depth at tackle, too, on the offensive line. I still, and I haven't seen much about this, I still want to see some depth in the secondary, Mike. I don't think they have enough at cornerback. Yeah. They were very fortunate last year to have Malcolm Butler and Logan Ryan basically go wire to wire. Right. Didn't really miss any time. Didn't miss any significant snaps.
Which is unusual.
Yes, it's very unusual. And those two guys are both pretty physical cornerbacks, too. It's not like they shy away from contact. So I'd like to see some more help in the secondary.
That's a great point. And it really takes us to the big picture because it doesn't just have to come in free agency. Like, cornerback is a great position in the draft this year.
Yes.
So the Patriots know that. So they might look at free agency and say, we agree with Paul. We need corner help, but the best approach in free agency where we can get the best bang for our buck and the best quality might be at a different position.
And I automatically start with the elephant in the room. The elephant in the room, I think, is that offensive line. That has to be addressed.
I think there's a very good chance that you're going to see that nucleus of that offensive line open up the 2016
season. And that doesn't scare you.
Steve, but you're right. The last thing we saw, the offensive line, that was a terrible game for them.
Yes.
But
how
do you get better? It's not just adding talent to the offensive line. It's adding talent around them. You need more of a running game. You can't go into Denver the way they did and not be able to settle the game down with the running game.
Yep.
So I would argue that if you bolster that running back position, and maybe you sprinkle in one offensive lineman, maybe two, for depth, maybe it's a starter. You've already improved your offensive line because you've rounded out your offense. You've made it less one-dimensional. It'll allow that offensive line to perform better.
Well, here's the good thing. And I always try to look at the bright side of things.
They always do.
They are bringing Dante Scarnecchia back.
Yeah.
That's a huge addition.
Yeah, and it will help. And there's no question about it. He's such a good coach. And you hear the linemen. Mike, you've talked to some of them about just how much they respect Dante. Yep. And it wasn't about what Googe did or couldn't do, but they loved playing for this guy, and they're glad to have him back. It's going to get better just because of that alone.
And last week, Nate Solder, starting left tackle, was at a community event with the Patriots reading to some kids at a school, and he talked about it. He said, so excited to have Scarnecchia back with the team because he's meant so much to my career.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much. We shall see, because you never know what happens in the offseason.
Long offseason, Steve.
You got that right. Well, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody.